United States.
Georgia. Biden's backlash. Georgia's black Republicans have a battle plan for 2024.
On the last Sunday of Black History Month, there was real energy in Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Between gospel songs that made even your agnostic correspondent feel something spiritual, a trio of children reminded the congregation of the church's political prominence. Martin Luther King Jr. was baptized there and preached there until he died. Over the years, church members became lawmakers. And today, a little girl told parishioners with a grin that Georgia's first black senator is their pastor. Sitting behind her, Raphael Warnock, one of two Peach State Democrats who helped flip control of the Senate in early 2021, reached out for a fist bump as cheers erupted in the pews. The night before, a very different set of black Georgians had come together. In a converted downtown warehouse, the Georgia Black Republican Council held its first ever masquerade ball. Ranchers and representatives took to the stage to give Trumpian speeches. Women dressed in red sequined gowns and fur stoles nibbled at fried chicken while chatting about their plans to get friends to break with tradition and vote Republican in November. At roughly 30%, Georgia has the highest share of black voters of any battleground state. Over the past two decades, an influx of black people into metro Atlanta made Georgia the only Deep South state that Democrats can compete in. In 2020, Joe Biden became the first Democratic presidential candidate to win there since 1992. But with a Biden-Trump rematch looming, Democrats fear they are losing ground with their most loyal voting bloc. In the decade to 2023, the share of black men who identified as Democrats fell from 80% to 62% nationwide. For women, it dropped from 84% to 74%. Black youngsters are particularly unenthused about Mr. Biden. Republicans in Georgia see an opportunity. The governor's race in 2022 was the first time that both candidates actively chased black voters. Stacey Abrams spent $100 million courting them, while Brian Kemp, who ultimately beat her, deployed black surrogates, campaigned at black-owned businesses, and stressed his record of appointing black judges. In December, a group of Democratic strategists published a report warning that even the slightest drop in black turnout this year could hand Donald Trump a victory in the state. Georgia's black Republicans think three issues can sway their brethren: education, crime, and immigration. Misha Maynard, a state representative who left the Democratic Party in July to become a Republican, says that black pupils suffer disproportionately from failing public schools. Last year, Atlanta's white high school graduation rate was 12 percentage points above the black one. On March 20th, the state Senate passed a bill to give families $6,500 vouchers for private school tuition. She thinks Republicans' crusade for school choice should help them pick up votes of all political stripes. On crime, black communities tend not to favour liberal policies, and Georgia Republicans plan to capitalise on that. For the past year, Atlanta has been divided over a plan to build a $90 million police training facility dubbed Cop City by protesters. Notably, a black councilwoman proposed it. The city's black mayor has endorsed it, and an Emory University survey from last year opposed it. Jalen Johnson, a deputy sheriff and city commissioner in Albany, Georgia, says he can't remember a single time he has delivered a death notification to a white family. Republican tough-on-crime policies, he says, resonate more when it's always black boys getting shot. He notes that during Mr. Trump's presidency, there was also real progress on prison reform. Days after a Venezuelan immigrant was arrested for killing a nursing student in Athens in late February, Kelly Loeffler who lost her Senate seat to Mr. Warnock 3 years ago, convened a meeting at a renowned Atlanta soul food restaurant. Over dinner, black panelists spoke about how resentful they feel about Mr. Biden's policies towards people who cross the southern border illegally. Black Georgians have watched loved ones go to jail for dealing marijuana, one said, while migrants who break the law by sneaking into America walk free and are even rewarded with government and non-profit aid. They hope to drum up that same anger in black Democrats in this cycle. The swing state's black electorate still leans overwhelmingly left. But the young black Georgians, who have converted to the conservative cause, are bent on evangelizing. A band of college women at the masquerade ball said they will no longer tolerate candidates taking their votes for granted. For some, it was Ms. Abrams, a prominent black Democrat who ran for Georgia's governor twice, who taught them that they, too, have a voice in politics. When they thought about it, they realized they were being played by their party. A lot of times it started with the brother, says Michaela Montgomery, a 25-year-old who grew up during Barack Obama's presidency and now runs the Atlanta chapter of an organization called Blexit. We all trusted him because he looked like us and spoke at our church. But that is no longer enough. If there is one thing that she and the Democratic strategists worried about losing Georgia can agree on, it is that Mr. Biden will have to spend bigger and work harder to get the black vote this year. The days of the token fish fry are over.